Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Sam Rice. Batting second. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Vozmak. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Odell Hale. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Eddie Moore. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willis Hudlin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Willis Hudlin. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Frenchie Bordigere. Batting second. The center fielder, Frenchie Ohalt. Batting third. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting 7th. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting 8th. The catcher, Merv Shea. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Milt Gaston. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Milt Gaston. And now, play ball. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Appling fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Ohalt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Vozmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmak hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Trosky for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frenchie Bordigere is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bordigere hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Moore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frenchie Ohalt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ohalt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ohalt. The throw from Pitlock and he is out, Moore applying the tag. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale strikes out. One out. Eddie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a fly ball into right field. Bordigere settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shea settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-1 in the game. Pitlock bunts towards the mound. Gaston fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bordigere. Averill reaches second base with a double. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Vosmick hits a fly ball into right field. Bordigere settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea hits a line drive into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston strikes out. 2 outs. Frenchie Bordigere is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bordigere is 0-for-1 in the game. Bordigere hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bordigere for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0-for-1 in the game. Trotsky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Trotsky for the out. 1 out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hale. The throw from Shea and he is out, Appling applying the tag. 2 outs. Eddie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frenchie Ahalt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ahalt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ahalt hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bonura takes first base on ball 4. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0 for 1 in the game. Hudlin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0 for 2 in the game. Pitlock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops it up and throws to first, with Gaston covering, for the out. One out. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Vosmek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 2 in the game. Trosky hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of a halt. Trosky reaches second base with a double. Vosmek moves to third. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hale is walked intentionally. Eddie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Moore takes first base on ball 4. Vosmek scores. Trosky moves to third. Hale moves to second. It's 3-0, Indians. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A grand slam home run. It's 7-0, Indians. John Pomorski now pitching. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0 for 2 in the game. Hudlin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Hudlin reaches second base with a double. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops it up and throws to first, with Pomorski covering, for the out. Hudlin moves to third. Two outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0 for 3 in the game. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0-for-1 in the game. Shea takes first base on ball 4. Evar Swanson pinch hits for John Pomorski. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Shea moves to second. Franchi Bordigare is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bordigare is 0-for-2 in the game. Bordigare hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Franchi Uhalt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhalt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Uhalt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Moore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Shea moves to third. Swanson moves to second. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bonura hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lee Stein now pitching. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Averill hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-0, Indians. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Vosmek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Trosky hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Trosky reaches second base with a double. Vosmek moves to third. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Vosmek scores. Trosky moves to third. One out. It's 9-0, Indians. Eddie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Trosky scores. 2 outs. It's 10-0, Indians. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Knickerbocker hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 10, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Simmons moves to third. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-2 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Simmons scores. 2 outs. It's 10-1, Indians. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 10, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Chamberlain now playing third base. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hudlin takes first base on ball 4. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hudlin moves to second. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-4 in the game. Pitlock hits a fly ball into center field. Buchholz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hudlin moves to third. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 10, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Shea hits a line drive into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Bocek pinch hits for Lee Stein. Milt Bocek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Franchi Bordagaray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bordagaray is 0-for-3 in the game. Bordagaray hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 10, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ted Lyons now pitching. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Vosmek hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bordagaray. Vosmek reaches second base with a double. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops it up and throws to first, with Lyons covering, for the out. Vosmek moves to third. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. Eddie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chamberlain fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Appling. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hudlin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 12, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Franchi Buchholz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buchholz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Buchholz hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bonura hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 12, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.